Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Aventura, Florida, second day of the StarNet annual meeting, and I'm with Steve Cloud, the chairman and also co-owner of M. Frank Higgins. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you for being here. Had a great meeting, really enjoyed what we did, but also I'm exhausted and happy it's over.
It's winding down. I just introduced you as the chairman of StarNet, and I'm not sure that's right. You just stepped out of the meeting. Are they keeping you?
Yeah, I couldn't find somebody to take my place. I'm very fortunate going on to my fourth year doing this. Been quite an experience. I'm fortunate in my current job to have the time and to be able to commit to StarNet. Very rewarding experience.
Like I said, you just walked out of the board meeting. The way the cycle of this meeting works, this is the first time the new board gets together and they prove what the structure is. Tell us who the officers are moving forward.
Happy to have some consistency there. Dave Tripke is our vice chair. Dave Meberg will continue as our treasurer. And now we have Edward Covington stepping in as our secretary, because our secretary did expire as of yesterday. Skip Mancini, who's been a member a long, long time, very fortunate for all what he brought to our meetings. He was termed out.
Let's talk about him for a second, because he's been on the board off and on, I think 26 years. He got a standing ovation today when it was announced that he's permanently stepping down. That was due, right?
I mean, absolutely. It was a special moment. He's, as you said, 26 years of all of StarNet's existence. He was one of the founding members, or his company was. It's changed a lot, obviously, his company over the years, but to see where he's taken it, and then for him to be able to give time to the co-op as he has been very rewarding. Often in most meetings, he would be the type of person that would be sitting there, stand up, walk around a little bit because he was tired of sitting, and come up with this great conversation once he got his mind thinking, got moving around the room. Great contributor to the co-op.
And you're losing the historian, that role, right?
That's true. I hadn't thought about that till you just mentioned that. Luckily, Skip will be around for a while still within our industry. I know his phone number.
Yeah. So you have a new board member. Jeff Capilano, is that right?
Jeff Capuano from Jack Laurie Company out of Indiana. Really looking forward to it. Jeff has been leading the vendor committee for the last few years. Heard nothing but good things from that committee. And was impressed during the interview process, and can't wait to get him on the board and really start digging into some of the issues.
All right, so what's the board focused on? Because, I mean, you got to be happy. You've got 600 people down here. It's been pointed out that you've got 100 spouses that came. I mean, it still feels like family, doesn't it?
It does. And media wasn't allowed to hear my speech today, but that was one of the things that I said. StarNet is founded in family businesses. We've had evolution over the last few years, obviously, but it still has a lot of family structure and meaning. And it was a real pleasure to have all those people here. What we're talking about today around the roundtable is at the end of our meetings, we do have group sessions. And there's about 5 or 6 group sessions. Try not to get competitors, local markets together, but it gives us the opportunity to get feedback from all of our members in a non-threatening way. And a lot of it was talked about, is the meeting getting stale? Are some of the workshops getting stale? So it's trying to maybe reinvent the meeting a little bit, bring some more excitement back to it. And really that's what one of the conversations that we will continue forward.
Well, let's switch over to your day job. M. Frank Higgins, based in Connecticut, a big healthcare business. And you actually won the gold in healthcare last night, right?
Yeah, very, very exciting. So the Connecticut Children's Medical Center, actually it's interesting too, because my wife was told the night before that it won the CREW Blue Ribbon Award in Connecticut. So that's Construction for Women in Connecticut. So it was really exciting that it not only won there, and then we got the gold award here for StarNet. Great project. I was fortunate enough to do the original hospital back in 1994, and then we were awarded this in a beautiful execution with Gerflor and Tarquette, so many other of our vendor partners included. It really was some great photography and a great story. One of the best stories out of that is the ICU and seeing where these babies came from, where they were in the previous ICU to an ICU now that is state-of-the-art. The nurses, everybody are so thrilled to be in this facility.
One of the reasons you're able to focus on running StarNet is because Travis, your son, is stepped in. And I noticed, too, at this meeting that you have a son-in-law here, right?
Yeah, fortunately, it's still a family business, and that's really key in what we want to perpetuate. So Kathy Cloud is my co-owner. Travis, as you mentioned, our son. We also have Colin, which is our son-in-law, and he is our chief estimator. So having great leadership developing and coming into their own gives us the ability to do things a little bit outside the business.
So I didn't ask you, but I normally do ask, how's business? And one of the reasons I didn't ask you is because I've already asked you when we first got here, and it's doing really well, right?
Yeah, again, extremely fortunate. I will say, too, that we're 6 months away from celebrating our 75th anniversary. That's wonderful to have that longevity and that legacy in business. Our backlog continues to be very strong. We have phenomenal labor. We just finished between Mohawk and Tarkett, basically educating about 40 of our installers in different aspects, whether it's the advanced sheet vinyl, intermediate sheet vinyl, or even some of the newer apprentices and people coming into the industry, learning about just resilient LVT, that type, and carpet. You know, all those things are setting us up for what looks to be a very good 26 and going into 27. So closely monitor the bidding activity, and this year's bidding activity has been much, much higher than the last few years. So right now, our marketplace seems to be doing fairly well.
Actually, you had a record year, right?
We did. We grew about 30% over one year. Very fortunate, the right place at the right time. We have the labor to handle it all. We're appears to be the go-to person in our market right now.
Fantastic. All right, so you've got to be happy. It's still blue sky outside, and we've been here for a few days. And do you think that there's some things that people are leaving here that they're going to put into place when they get back to work?
We always ask everybody to take one thing home with them to try to change what they do every day. It's always about supporting the co-op. I mean, that's really, truly what we need them to do to be successful. We want to be the gold standard in our industry of what we do. So whether it's the trust factor from our keynote speaker and trying to utilize that to get better trust, better involvement with local markets. There's so many different aspects that they can choose from. Just choose one and implement it and move forward.
All right, I think that trust speaker, we all had a little something that we took away from that, right?
Absolutely, yes. Clarity, his eight pillars, which were really important, and something that's not only meant for business, it's meant for your personal life too.
All right, Steve, great to be with you again. Been talking to Steve Cloud, the chairman of Starnet and co-owner of M. Frank Higgins, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.